I'm a guy that takes depressants, not pills, alcohol, because I can't handle the truth. And I know that's the issue. I can't handle how alive I am right now in the fight against these tyrants.
Boats and hoe.
And how hard I'm going to push to go after them, because I'm so full of life and so full of resistance to these murdering pedophiles that want to get in the way of God's plan.
Boats and hoes.
And let me tell you, I've been taken up to the third heaven. I've been jacked into the big plan. I've seen it. I can't even compute all of it. It's so fantastic. You've not seen nothing. You ain't heard nothing. You ain't smelled nothing like this.
Boats and hoes.
You hate me, nigga. Niggas can't fight. They don't possess the strength of character or the mental quickness to be a great fighter.
Boats and hoes.
Yeah, come on, Karen. Not the only person who's feeding the bull. Lots of people do. No, they don't. Yeah, they do, Kyle. To be perfectly frank, I peed in the pool about 25 seconds ago. Dude! Come on, show us how long you can hold your breath. No!
Boats and hoes!
The thing about the red hat that drove me to a point of exhaustion, which was misdiagnosed by a, I'm not going to say what race, what people, doctor, and what hospital and what media went to. We know I can't say that. It was a Jewish doctor.
Yes. Welcome back. Boy, I tell y'all, you don't know how hard it is to come in here, press record, and talk to you retards after a long weekend of partying with beautiful ladies. Let's see here. I don't really know where I want to begin at. So the weekend before last, I had a very fun mushroom trip. Ate an eighth of mushrooms, 3.5 grams. And went on an amazing spiritual journey where I was practically walking naked. Only thing I had on was a pair of very short shorts. Luckily, it was at nighttime, though, where I was walking practically naked along the trails, talking to what I assume to be and what feels to me like God. Did that. I watched the guy from Spain beat Novak Djokovic in the tennis in Wimbledon. I was going for Djokovic only because he fought so hard to not take the COVID-19 vaccine, and they pretty much vilified him for it. And I wanted him to win for that reason and that reason only. I'm happy a fucking Ukrainian didn't win. That one Ukrainian lady that wasn't shaking the Russian player's hands, I guess she got knocked out prior to me even putting out that last episode. So that made me happy. As long as a fucking Ukrainian doesn't win. I hope you, again, I don't want a Ukrainian to win a goddamn thing. I hope they lose everything. They're all fucking Nazis, if you ask me. So had my spiritual journey. Then pretty much just grinded the whole week. Then it got to the weekend. And my homie Blaze hits me up. Tells me to come through. He got a section. And I used to be so apprehensive about going out anywhere. For whatever reason, maybe it's just the upbringing, but every time I used to go out, I used to be super super paranoid that it was either going to end in a fight or end in a shooting, or a combination of both. And again, maybe it's just my upbringing. That's kind of the parties that I was going to at that time, that's just naturally how, literally how everything ended naturally. So went out there, before I started drinking, I was getting a little paranoid when I was in the section, because my retarded ass was like, damn, like, what if they put the COVID-19 vaccine in liquor? You know, like, I'm to the point now to where I'm so convinced that they're going to try to make you get this shot because I feel like there's something in it that's fucking people up. So I'm thinking they're putting it in the food. I was like, fuck, they might even be putting this shit in the liquor. But I had a great time. I think the place we went to, I think it's called Bottle of Blonde. Went out there, had a great fucking time. Then Blaze was like, yo, we're going to have an after party at my house. And I had a bag of mushrooms just burning in my pocket. And I was thinking about taking the mushrooms in the club. And I know Paul Stamets says that mushrooms aren't a party drug, but I feel like it's set and setting, right? So I feel like if you're in a in a good vibe around good people and everything is all good, you know, the mushrooms will lead you in a good direction. But I didn't end up taking them in the club. And so I decided to take them on the way to Blaze's house. And honestly, that might have been the best decision I made. So this time I only ate 1 gram. I didn't feel like tripping my balls off like I did the weekend prior. So then I just ate 1 gram. I haven't been smoking weed. I think I've said that on the last couple of podcasts. But when we got to Blaze's house, I was feeling good. And I'm not trying to make it a thing. I'm not going to be like, no, I'm never smoking weed ever. But I needed to get my consumption of weed under control, because it was to the point to where I was smoking from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep. And so, you know, not trying to make it a thing. It's not like, you know, I'll never take it. I'm not as dependent as I thought I needed to be on it. And so ate the mushrooms on the way to his house. I low-key forgot, because I was already kind of drunk. I popped a Molly allegedly in the club. Blaze gave me something. He said it was a Molly allegedly. If the feds are listening, he definitely didn't give me nothing. This is all alleged. This is a comedy podcast. I'm just telling stories to have fun. That really didn't do anything to me. But whenever we got to Blaze's house, you know, smoked a little bit of weed, and then the fucking mushrooms just started coming on. Had my fucking feet in the pool. Was walking on the grass barefoot. Everything felt fucking amazing. Then me, Blaze, and his homie Hunter, we took a walk around the neighborhood. And it was fucking perfect. Then Sunday, we go out on a boat. Again with a couple of beautiful women. a couple of beautiful women. We were out on the boat and had a great fucking time. And for everybody that accuses me of being homophobic, I swear to God I'm not. One of Blaze's friends is a member of the LGBTQ whatever, and I think he goes by he. He was dressed as a she, but I think he goes by he. But he was a cool dude, however you slice it. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. If he does go by she, then I would call her a dude. But I'm pretty certain that even her friends, or even the guy's friends, said that he calls himself a he. But he was fucking cool. You know what I mean? Not a big deal. I believe he was at the club with us, and I believe he was on the boat with us. Obviously, he's not one of the beautiful women I'm talking about. I'm not saying that. But no, I mean, everything was fucking chill. Yeah, man, there was this very, 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 very beautiful girl on the boat. I'm not gonna say what race she was, but she was Asian. No, she was fucking beautiful. She was really fucking cool. Kind of want to shoot my shot at her, but I don't know. I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes. Yeah, and that's you know, that was pretty much the weekend recap. I pretty much say all that to say I appreciate going out a lot more when I don't go out so much. You know, I feel like if that was something that I did like every week, especially the club. Now, going out on the boat on the lake is something different because I fuck with nature so hard. Like, I am nature, and nature is me. You know, so since I fuck with nature so hard and everything, I can go out on the boat and in the fucking water every day of my fucking life and be happy. But as far as like going out clubbing, that's like once in a quarter or once every 6 months, type shit for me. A lot of young people who have taken this vaccine are suffering these weird cardiac arrest episodes. You know, I don't want to speculate on, you know, and I was telling one of my homeboys this, I don't want anybody to get hurt that took the vaccine, you know what I mean? Because I personally know people that have taken the vaccine, and, you know, I don't want anybody to get hurt or anything. But I do tell you that I was pressured into getting the shot. I'm so fucking glad that I stuck to my guns and fought that shit. Because again, I don't want to speculate, but Bronny James, LeBron James' son, he fucking suffered cardiac arrest during his USC basketball camp or practice or scrimmage, whatever the fuck was going on. You know, not sure if he was vaxxed, but I would bet that he was vaxxed. Because I think you had to be vaxxed in order to play in the bubble. And, you know, obviously that's when LeBron won the championship, was that year in the bubble. But it's crazy because it's attacking like 18 to 30 year olds, you know, like super fucking young people. And, you know, it sucks, but I think the more, like, there was that Puerto Rican basketball player who died because of it. And that maybe that dude deserved to die, because when I was reading up on him, I want to say that he had like, I think he was like a sexual predator. I'm pretty sure he had like sex with the underage girl. And if you do that, then you obviously, in my mind, you deserve to fucking die. It just is what it is, you know. Doing anything with underage women is, to me, you should just fucking die. But, you know, he died because of myocarditis. Like, these dudes are dying in the middle of playing sports, you know what I mean? And it's just like, fuck, man. Like, I'm active all the time. I'm always either running, doing jiu-jitsu, working out. So I couldn't fucking imagine if I was, like, you know, fucking taking that shit and then having to worry that if I exude myself to the point where I'm sweating and my heart rate's going, which normally happens during any sort of hard intense workout, that, you know, I have to worry about fucking dropping dead because of some sort of experimental vaccine that they fucking were pushing through your veins. I'm pretty sure that the government right now is using HARP to fuck up the weather and make everything hot. My mom actually brought up a good point because I was talking to her about it, and she thinks that they're doing something because I'm slowly turning my family into fucking conspiracy truthers like myself. I got my aunt and my grandma to go see Sound of Freedom, which I'm really fucking happy about. They said that they really liked it a lot. And my mom was thinking that they're doing something with the fucking weather, or at least doing something with like the AC stuff in order to make the money back that they lost during when Epcot failed. When I think it's called Epcot. I don't fucking know. But when Epcot failed during the big snowstorm we had a couple of years ago. Yeah, and that made so much fucking sense. And, you know, obviously couldn't fucking put it past them. I've been looking into, and I don't know why, because it's been like, what, 5-6 years, but I've been looking into the Las Vegas shooting again. The one where they say one man somehow brought, what, like 25 guns or some shit like that into a Las Vegas hotel with nobody noticing, and then shooting down on the concert. Man, a lot of that shit doesn't add up. From the photos that I've seen, there's not a lot of blood splatter. The people that are presumed to be dead, they're just fucking covered up with sheets, like, but you don't see any fucking blood. I don't know, man. I don't want to say one way or the other. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if FEMA was running one of those fucking, if FEMA wasn't running one of their drills, like they were during the Sandy Hook shooting, which a lot of people fucking conveniently pour over. During that Sandy Hook shooting, FEMA was running a drill. And if you know anything about these FEMA drills, they look eerily real. Like they look like real life is happening. If you didn't know it was a drill, it looks like real life. I mean, they go all out for these fucking drills. They used to do them in like these small towns in Texas where they were bringing the fucking black helicopters down. Alex Jones talked about it in his movie, I think it's 9/11 Road to Tyranny. But he talked about, you know, and obviously this is before Sandy Hook, but he talked about like all these drills. Like there was a drill that they were doing when I think it was like a police chief shot in, I think he shot somebody that was in the army, and it was like a drill gone bad. Apparently this police chief wasn't aware that FEMA and the army were running these drills, and I think they were trying to like arrest him or take his firearm or something like that, and then the police person killed him. I don't feel like looking any of this shit up right now. To be honest, my thoughts are on the beautiful women I was on the fucking boat with. That's all I'm fucking thinking about. But yeah, man, everything's been fucking good. I'm reading a book right now by Whitney Webb. It's called One Nation Under Blackmail. It's the sordid union between intelligence and organized crime that gave rise to Jeffrey Epstein. And, you know, you guessed it. This really all started popping off around World War II, where they were letting these fucking, pretty much they were letting these fucking mobsters out of, like real life, like mafia guys out of jail. And then they were cutting deals with them in order to do shit like the opium trade in China. And she was laying out that pretty much the whole opium trade in China was overseen by Western influence. It's just like, bro, like, are we too fucking far gone? I feel like we're too fucking far gone, man. It's, I don't believe in any politician ever is going to ever come and fucking save us. Because I think that whoever gets that high up, you know, I feel like they're corrupted in some way or by something. But they're not going to let anybody good get into a position of power, without them being corrupted, because this shit is all about control with them. And they want to fucking control you. And then these sick fucks, it's, you know, gone are the days like, you know, somebody doing crack and being looked at crazy. But now it's like the ultimate corruption for these motherfuckers is to have them fuck with kids. And to me, that's the wildest shit ever. It's literally the wildest shit ever. It's like these dudes set people up to fuck with kids, whether they're doing it willingly or unwillingly. It's just the fact that the motherfuckers that are really in power are using these fucking kids as pretty much control mechanisms for, you know, for other people. So, you know, I don't think anybody should think that any fucking politician really gives a fuck about them. They're all selling fucking wolf tickets. I think we need a revolution. I honestly think that we need a new fucking revolution. And I think part of that would start with nobody going out to fucking participate in these upcoming elections. So nobody should fucking vote for any fucking buddy. And then we'll start to see what really happens. You know, we'll start to see are they just going to put whatever puppet they were going to put in there regardless, or then do we actually get some change? And I don't know if we do. I think the only way we get some fucking change is if we, you know, obviously nobody goes and votes, and then we force every single politician to go on an extreme mushroom journey. And, you know, if you can't get connected spiritually on mushrooms to forces of good rather than forces of evil, then you're a fucking lost cause. But these people that we were told our whole lives were good, like the fucking Clintons, you know, everybody that's close to the Clintons that knows some shit gets suicided or just gets gruesomely murdered in like broad daylight before going to testify against them. But you know, they'll have you believe that that's just a fucking coincidence. You got fucking Biden out there sniffing girls' hair. Like, and when I say girls, like I'm like talking about girls like under the age of 18. Like, he's always smelling girls' hair, touching them, doing weird shit. The fucking Dalai Lama, his gay ass was trying to get a little boy to suck his tongue and like was trying to force it. And like in front of the fucking world, like this shit was televised. And it's like, man, all these motherfuckers are sick fucks. And I think that that's the only way that they get in the positions they're in, is being sick fucks. You know, Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison for trafficking kids, but they'll never tell us who the fuck she was trafficking the kids to. And, you know, it's because, and honestly, it's because of this shit goes to the top. And I'm not saying that, you know, like, but this shit would literally go to the fucking top. You know, I find it strange that all these fucking White House chefs end up drowning, like Obama's chef just ending up drowning out there in Martha's Vineyard. I think that the Clinton chef, quote unquote, drowned. And it's like, bro, it's like, these motherfuckers are pissing on you and they're telling you that it's fucking raining. You know what I mean? I don't fucking know, man.